Welcome to day 12, everybody. It's producer Dave. Happy to have you here. And if you can't tell, I'm excited because today is a dozen. 12. Day 12. This is great. We're like getting really close, even to halfway. So you're still here. You're back. Thank you. And I just want to start the show. So let's go. You ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hi everyone, this is Clara. Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. Day 12. This is your daily countdown to Christmas. Let's start the show.
Thanks, Clara. We are getting closer every day to Christmas, and we want to thank you for being a part of the Daily Santa Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Santa at dailysantapodcast.com. Selfie, how are you feeling about the podcast so far? Can you believe it is day 12 already?
Hi everyone! It's your favorite elf, Selfie! Ta-da! I'm back! Day 12! Yay! We're gonna have a great podcast! I'm on a podcast! Yeah! Okay, let's go! I'm ready! I got my coffee, so I'm ready to go! Happy podcasting!
Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about being truthful. What does it mean to tell the truth and why it is important? Some of the Daily Santa podcast hosts will share their favorite Christmas stories. Selfie has a new invention that he is working on. We have more Santa facts and news to share with all of you right here on the Daily Santa podcast. Let's go to Clara with today's Christmas fact. Clara.
Hi everyone, Clara here with the top 10 Christmas facts. Do you want to learn about Christmas? Well, you've come to the right place. Check out these 10 facts. 10. Christmas is celebrated on December 25th every year. It is celebrated on this day as it is a Christian festival. The first ever recorded date of Christmas being celebrated on December 25th was in 336 AD. 9. Santa didn't always wear red clothes. Now, we all know that Santa loves the color red. His hat, trousers, in fact, everything is red. Did you know that years ago, he originally used to wear green? You've got to switch it up sometimes. 8. Santa has a total of 9 reindeer who help him deliver presents to children all over the world. They are called Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph. They really like carrots, so make sure you leave some out for them as they will need the energy. Reindeer help the sleigh to fly high in the sky. 7. Prince Albert made Christmas trees popular. Prince Albert was Queen Victoria's husband. In 1848, he put up a Christmas tree at Windsor Castle. Ever since, it has become a tradition. 6. A man called Tom Smith invented Christmas crackers. We always love a Christmas cracker during our Christmas dinner. Especially if we win and get a toy. Did you know that a man called Tom Smith actually invented them? Tom Smith lived in London and made wedding cakes and sweets. He visited Paris and discovered a sugared almond called a bonbon, which was wrapped in tissue paper. This gave him the idea for crackers. 5. There are lots of elves who help Santa before the big day. Father Christmas wouldn't be able to make all of the presents without any help. He has lots of friendly elves who are really good at making things. They work tirelessly throughout the year to make presents for all of the children on the good list. This isn't their only job though. They also look after the reindeer. 4. It was illegal to celebrate Christmas from 1647 until 1660. Imagine not being able to celebrate Christmas. That seems like a crime in itself. Between 1647 and 1660, Christmas was banned and was changed to a day of fasting. It was banned because Oliver Cromwell believed that because it was a religious day, it should be taken seriously with no parties. 3. The first Christmas card was created in 1843 by Sir Henry Cole. Christmas cards haven't always been around. We now hand them out to our friends and family, all thanks to Sir Henry Cole. He had the first ever Christmas card designed. Although at the time it wasn't very popular, it has definitely taken off now. 2. Christmas comes from the Old English phrase Christ's Mass. The word Christmas comes from the words Christ and Mass. However, it was originally Christ's Mass, which is Old English. Christmas is often shortened to Xmas. This is because X is the symbol for chi in the Greek alphabet. Chi is the first letter in the Greek word for Christ. And number 1, Christmas pudding used to be a thick soup. Did you know that Christmas pudding wasn't always like a cake? It was originally made in the 14th century and was more like a soup and was known as frumenty. So now you can be the smartest person in the room with these 10 Christmas facts. Merry Christmas.
Producer Dave, what is one of your Christmas memories?
One of my Christmas memories? Let me think. I think when I was little, we would travel and we would go visit my grandparents. And we drove a lot every Christmas. So I never really had Christmas at my house. I was always at my grandparents' house, which was great because I got to see my family. I got to have fun somewhere else and someone in a different house. It was really good. And the one thing that was always sad was saying goodbye, because my grandparents would get very sad when they would see us leave, because it would be a long time before we'd come back again. And I just remember my grandpa always being really sad, and he was a very strong man, but he would get very sad and he wouldn't want to say goodbye. And that always made me sad. But it also made me happy because I know that he loved us. And going to see my family was really fun. That was actually more fun than the presents, really, because I got to see people that I love and people who love me. So I think that's my big thing. Is Christmas for me is about family and getting to see the people you love. So that's my thoughts. Thanks, Michael.
Santa, we are getting closer to Christmas Day. It must be exciting for you as well to know that Christmas is almost here.
Yes, Twinkle. It is so exciting. We are on day 12. We're on day 12 of the podcast. We're getting closer to Christmas. I want everyone to be working on all of the things that we have been talking about on the podcast, because these are on my list of all of the things I'm looking for from everyone: to be better people, to stay on the nice list. Everyone is doing so well, and I'm so happy. Thank you. Christmas is coming, everyone. Hold on, it'll be here very soon.
Let's go now to Kendall for a news update.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. I am your host, Kendall. In the news today, Santa has lost something, but it is actually great news. Santa has lost a few pounds as he gets ready for his big trip. In a statement released to the Santa Daily News, Santa states that by losing some weight ahead of the big holiday journey, it will help him to make the journey safely. In other news, Selfie has told producer Dave that he had in fact had ate all of the candy cane Christmas cookies that Jennifer had dropped off at the studio recently, ending the search for the missing cookies. By being truthful, Selfie has admitted that he should have shared them with everyone instead of taking them all for himself. By sharing with everyone, then everyone would have had a chance to enjoy Jennifer's delicious cookies. This just in. Upon hearing that Selfie has told the truth about the cookies, Jennifer has made more candy cane Christmas cookies. including another batch just for Selfie to say thank you to Selfie for being honest and telling the truth. And now the weather.
Oh, well, it's been an interesting day in the weather world. It's actually really warm today, summer-like, actually, and we are experiencing a really amazing...
That does not sound correct, weather guy.
It's,
Every day your report has been about more snow in the forecast.
Well...
I can see outside the Daily Santa podcast studio window that in fact it is actually still snowing. Not sure why you would say that it is summer weather, hot and sunny today. Are you telling the truth?
Well, actually, no. It's more snow,
as
but...
As we can see, telling the truth is important, and many times when we tell a lie, other people can tell that we are not being truthful.
I just wanted to not say snow, but I understand, Kendall, thank you. So, yeah, more snow.
Thanks, Weather Guy, for adjusting the forecast and giving us the true weather update. Lastly tonight, the North Pole Museum is having a special exhibit opening this weekend in celebration of all of Santa's past sleighs. Drop by and see this great exhibit and see how Santa's sleighs have improved over the years, including this year's sleigh, complete with the new s'mores warmer built right into the sleigh. Spectacular. Thank you for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. I'm Kendall. See you tomorrow for Day 13.
Selfie, do you have a Christmas story from when you were a little elf growing up?
I do have a story when I was just a wee little elf. My family didn't have very much money. My elf mom and my elf dad worked very hard, but at Christmas time, there wasn't a lot of money for presents. But we did have each other, and we always made sure that Christmas was a time to be together. So we would watch movies and have popcorn and play games, and we just had fun being a family. And for me, as a little elf, I always remember being with my family. So if you don't have a lot this year for Christmas, you have your friends, you have your family, and you have us. And we think you are special, and we want you to have a happy, happy holiday. That's my story. Back to you.
Twinkle, you've asked us, but what about you? Do you have a story from when you were little about Christmas?
One of my Christmas memories was when my parents gave me a microphone as a Christmas present. My parents knew that I loved to pretend that I was a radio announcer, so they got me a little microphone so that I could pretend that I was a voiceover guy when I was little. That little gift has led me down this path and brought me here to all of you listening, and to all of you here on the Daily Santa Podcast. If you're picking out gifts this year, try to think of a gift that is thoughtful and something that might spark an interest for someone to take a new path in life. When you put thought into your gifts for others, it really shows. Just like my microphone, for example.
Okay, so I am creating something new, and I'm going to use this piece of wood that I found today outside. And I think I'm going to use it in a very new way. I'm trying to come up with a name for it. I want to use this as a way to hold my phone so that it's like away from me but not in my hand. And I thought I could use this piece of wood. And I'm trying to come up with a name for this new invention. What can I call this thing that holds my phone away from me and up high? I could call it the selfie piece of wood? No. I could call it the selfie phone holder on a piece? No. Selfie. could call this thing. Selfie stick?
Selfie, I think someone's already up with that.
Wait.
Selfie.
Selfie stick. It's a selfie stick. think I just came up with an invention.
You might have to come up with a new name for that invention. That might already, maybe, exist.
I just made up something new, Selfie Stick.
Oh, Selfie.
It has my name in it.
Selfie Stick.
Today on the Daily Santa podcast, we are going to look at why being truthful is important. Having good habits helps us all to be good people. One of the best habits they can have is being honest and truthful. A truthful person is really just a person that is full of truth. Here are 8 ways that we can be honest and truthful. 1. Speak the truth. Teach your kids that they don't have to give false compliments. If they don't have a kind word to say, teach them how to control their words and not say anything. However, we always should be able to find something positive to say about anyone. 2. The truth can be hard sometimes. Remember that wrong is always wrong. If your friend is doing something wrong and you know about it and don't ask them to stop, you are also a part of the bad thing that is happening. Know when to tell your friend that what they are doing might be hurting someone else and that they should not do that anymore. That is the hard truth. 3. Model the truth. When we get in the habit of telling small lies, it leads to a habit of telling big ones. As is always, we need to show that we are trying every day to be truthful. It is very hard to remember a bunch of lies. It is easier to remember the truth. Live by the truth. A harmless lie might seem okay the time, but all lies hurt someone. When we get in the habit of telling small lies, it leads to a habit of telling big ones. 4. Don't exaggerate. When we exaggerate, we make something seem larger, more important, better, or worse than it really is. This is really not very truthful. When we exaggerate, we make things better or worse so that people feel good or bad for us, and we become the most important person and we are not telling the real truth to our friends and family. Do you exaggerate? 5. Correct mistakes. Lying hurts relationships because it causes mistrust, and trust is very difficult to earn. If you steal something from a friend or family member, they might not trust you again. By not hurting someone with our words or actions builds trust. 6. Keep your promises. If you want to be trusted, then keep your promises. When they give it, they don't break it. If you say that you will clean your room, feed your dog, or take out the garbage, then do it, and do it without grumbling. We all need to work together and help each other. That builds trust. 7. Take care of other people's things. What we have belongs to us. Your favorite toy, your clothes, backpack, all the things that has been given to you or that you have earned are yours. In the same way, what other people have belongs to them. It is not okay to borrow something and never return it. It's awesome to share, but the item must always be returned. 8. Find honest friends. A true friend is a truthful friend. If your friends lie and cheat, you might do the same. But if you have a friend that is truthful, you will be more like them. Be careful of any friends at school that tell lies or that are not truthful. Be a good friend and family member today by only telling the truth for the entire day. Do you think you can do that? Please try, write Santa. Thank you everyone for being a part of the Daily Santa Podcast. Please go to thedailysantapodcast.com and leave us a voice message or an email, and we will include you on an episode. It is always great to hear from you. So, with your parents' help, go to dailysantapodcast.com today.
Thanks everyone for a great day 12. Wow. I'm having so much fun producing this show for everyone. And I think everyone should check out all of the great podcasts that we do here, and we would love for you to check out all of the great fun stuff that we do. So if you go to our website, you will find out more about all of the things that I, producer Dave, does, and all of the great things here on the Daily Santa Podcast. So go to the show notes, and you'll find all the information. Thank you, everyone. See you tomorrow on day 13. And yes, here are a few bloopers. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I want to come up with a name for this piece of wood that holds my phone. Let's call it a toothpick. No, that's not right. Let's call it a branch manager. I think that's a bank kind of thing. Let's call it, would you rather? Would you rather? No. What can I call this thing that holds my phone with this piece of wood? Stick it to ya. No. We'll keep trying.
Okay, everyone, we're going to get started. Let's make sure everybody's mics are good. Everyone's good. Twinkle. Okay. Selfie. Great. Kendall, you got us. Okay. We're going to go to Santa in a moment. Santa, yep. Okay, yeah, I can hear Santa. All right, we're all fine with everything. Okay, what just happened? Why are all the lights off? Did somebody not pay the electrical? Oh, no. We need power for a podcast. Oh, wait, it's back. Twinkle. Oh, that's not Twinkle. Selfie, did you touch the light switch?